This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Cineryl Nasal Spray. Active ingredient, S. neferylin, as acetate. This leaflet provides important information about using Cineryl. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Cineryl. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Cineryl? Cineryl contains the active ingredient neferylin, as acetate. Cineryl belongs to a group of medicines called pituitary hormone analogs, or synthetic gonadotropin-releasing hormones, GnRH, which work by decreasing the secretion of sex hormones. Cineryl is used for 1. The treatment of a condition called endometriosis. The lining of the uterus, or womb, is called the endometrium, and part of it is shed during menstruation periods. In endometriosis, tissue similar to this lining is found outside the uterus, e.g. ovaries, intestines, or other organs in the pelvis, and like normal endometrial tissue, this can bleed during a menstrual cycle. Although some women with endometriosis may not experience any symptoms, others may have lower back pain, have painful bowel movements, painful periods, or experience pain during intercourse. Endometrial tissue is affected by the body's hormones, especially estrogen, which is made by the ovaries. When estrogen levels are low, the endometrial-like tissue shrinks, or may even disappear, and the symptoms of endometriosis ease. Cineryl will temporarily reduce the level of estrogen in the body, thereby temporarily relieving your endometriosis symptoms. 2. Women, when prescribed by a specialist, as part of in vitro fertilization, IVF programs, Cineryl assists in decreasing the amount of estrogen produced by the ovaries. This provides a more controlled situation for subsequent stimulation of the ovaries to produce eggs. Your doctor may have prescribed Cineryl for another purpose. Ask your doctor, if you have any questions, why Cineryl has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Cineryl? Warnings. Do not use Cineryl if you are allergic to neferylin, neferylin acetate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have abnormal vaginal bleeding that your doctor does not know about. You are pregnant or suspect that you have become pregnant during therapy. Before starting treatment with Cineryl, you must have a pregnancy test to confirm that you are not pregnant. You are breastfeeding. You have had an allergic reaction to any similar medicines which you have used previously to treat your current condition, medicines classified as GnRH, or GnRH agonist analogs such as triptorelin, leuprorelin, or gesserelin. The expiry date on the pack has passed, or the package shows any sign of tampering. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, such as kidney or liver disease. Have, or your family has a history of osteoporosis, particularly if this led to fractures. Have any problems with your ovaries, including a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. Your periods have either stopped or have been irregular. Suffer from hay fever, or a blocked or runny nose. Are 18 years or younger. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not use Cineryl if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. If you become pregnant while using Cineryl, you must see your doctor immediately to discuss the possible risks to the baby and the choices available to you. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Cineryl. How do I use Cineryl? How much to use? Your doctor will tell you how much Cineryl to use each day and how long your treatment should continue. Follow the instructions provided and use Cineryl until your doctor tells you to stop. Depending on your condition, the usual dose is as follows. Endometriosis, The usual dose of Cineryl is one spray to one nostril in the morning, and one spray to the other nostril at night. Your bottle of Cineryl contains enough medication to last 30 days following this dosage. If your doctor increases your daily dose of Cineryl, then your bottle will not last the same length of time. Always ensure that you have sufficient supplies of Cineryl, so that your treatment is not interrupted. In vitro fertilization, IVF. The usual dose of Cineryl is one spray to each nostril in the morning, and one spray to each nostril at night. Your bottle of Cineryl contains enough medication to last 15 days following this dosage. If your doctor has prescribed the use of Cineryl any differently, then you should discuss this with them. When to use Cineryl. Endometriosis. Cineryl should be started 2 to 4 days after your period begins, and continued every day for 6 months. This is the usual length of Cineryl treatment for endometriosis. In vitro fertilization, IVF. Cineryl should be started on either day 2 or 21 after your period begins, and continued strictly as advised by your doctor until told to cease treatment. The length of treatment will depend on the success or failure of in vitro fertilization. Treatment should be stopped at least 3 days before embryo implantation. How to prepare Cineryl for use. Before you use a bottle of Cineryl for the first time, you have to prime the spray pump. Caution: avoid breathing in the spray during priming. Follow these steps. 1. Remove the safety clip and the clear plastic dust cover from the spray bottle. 2. Put 2 fingers on the shoulders of the spray bottle, and put your thumb on the bottom of the bottle. 3. Hold the bottle in an upright position away from you. Apply pressure evenly to the shoulders and push down quickly and firmly until a fine spray occurs. Usually the spray will appear after about 5 to 10 pumps. 4. The pump is now primed. Priming only needs to be done once when you start using a new bottle of Cineryl. You will waste medication if you prime the pump before each use, and will not have enough medication for the entire treatment period. How to use Cineryl. Important tips about using Cineryl. Your pump should produce a fine mist, which can only be produced by a quick and firm pumping action. It is normal to see some larger droplets of liquid within the fine mist. However, if your Cineryl comes out of the pump as a thin stream of liquid, rather than as a fine mist, it may not be as effective, and you should return this spray to your pharmacist. Do not try to enlarge the tiny hole in the sprayer. If the hole is enlarged, the pump will deliver an improper dose of Cineryl. The pump is made to deliver only a set amount of medication, no matter how hard you squeeze it. Using Cineryl. 1. Gently blow your nose to clear both nostrils before you use Cineryl. 2. Remove the safety clip and clear plastic dust cover from the spray bottle. 3. Clean the tip of pump. Hold the bottle in a horizontal position and rinse the spray tip with warm water while wiping the tip with your finger or a clean soft cloth. Do not clean the spray tip with a pointed object. This could cause an improper dose of the spray to be delivered. Do not remove the pump from the bottle, as this will release the priming pressure. Wipe the tip dry with a clean soft cloth or tissue. 4. Bend your head forward a little, and put the spray tip into one nostril. The tip should not reach too far into your nose. Aim the tip toward the back and outer side of your nose. 5. Close the other nostril with your finger. 6. Applying pressure evenly to the shoulders, quickly and firmly pump the sprayer one time, at the same time as you sniff in gently. 7. Remove the sprayer from your nose and tilt your head backwards for a few seconds. This lets the spray spread over the back of your nose. 8. Do not spray into the other nostril, unless your doctor has specifically instructed you to do so. 9. Clean the tip of the pump. Hold the bottle in a horizontal position and rinse the spray tip with warm water, while wiping the tip with your finger, or a clean soft cloth. Do not clean the spray tip with a pointed object. This could cause an improper dose of the spray to be delivered. Do not remove the pump from the bottle, as this will release the priming pressure. Wipe the tip dry with a clean soft cloth, or tissue. Cleaning the spray tip before and after use is important to prevent clogging of the tip. 10. Replace the safety clip and the clear plastic dust cover on the spray bottle. If you forget to use Cineryl, Cineryl should be used regularly at the same time each day. It is very important that you do not miss a single dose of Cineryl. However, if you do accidentally miss your dose, follow the directions below. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you miss one or more doses of Sinoral, vaginal bleeding, often called breakthrough bleeding, may occur. Also, release of an egg from the ovary, ovulation may occur. If you miss successive doses of Sinoral, two or more doses following each other, have had sexual intercourse and have not been using contraceptive measures, as described in the section What Should I Know While Using Sinoral, there is a possibility you could become pregnant. See your doctor immediately to check if you are pregnant. Below are some tips to help you remember to use Sinoral regularly. Keep your Sinoral in a place where you will be reminded to use it each morning and each evening. Keep track of each dose on a calendar. Make a note on your calendar on the day you start a new bottle of Sinoral. You may wish to mark your bottle with this start date. Be sure to refill your prescription before the bottle is finished, so you have a new bottle on hand to continue your medication. If you use too much Sinoral. If you think that you have used too much Sinoral, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. At present, there is very limited experience with cases of Sinoral overdosage when used as a spray. If Sinoral is accidentally ingested, enzymes in the stomach and bowels will inactivate the medication. What should I know while using Sinoral? Things you should do. Make sure that all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you know that you are using Sinoral. Tell the hospital doctor that you are using Sinoral if you need to have an operation or go to hospital in an emergency. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are using Sinoral. While using Sinoral, it is important to use a non-hormonal method of contraception such as a diaphragm with contraceptive jelly, an IUD, or condoms. If you are on an IVF program, make sure that you keep all appointments so that your condition can be monitored. Speak to your doctor about how Sinoral may affect your bones. When you use Sinoral, your estrogen levels will be low. Low estrogen levels can result in loss of mineral from bone. During the 6-month treatment course of Sinoral, you will lose a small amount of mineral from your bones. In most women, a single 6-month treatment course of Sinoral should not be a concern. However, you should discuss the effect of Sinoral on bone with your doctor, and particularly how this may affect you. You should also be aware that repeat treatments close together, that is, more than one treatment period of 6 months, are not recommended. However, if your doctor considers that a second course of treatment is necessary, they will ask you to undergo bone density tests prior to a repeat course of Sinoral. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while using Sinoral. Things you should not do. Do not take birth control pills, oral contraceptives while you are using Sinoral. Use another method of contraception such as a diaphragm with contraceptive jelly, an IUD, or condoms. Do not use the spray bottle beyond 30 days if you are using 2 sprays per day, or beyond 15 days if you are using 4 sprays per day. At the end of the recommended 15 or 30 days, a small amount of liquid will be left in the bottle. Do not try to use the leftover amount because you may get too low a dose of medication, which could interfere with the effectiveness of your treatment. Dispose of the bottle and do not use again. Do not use Sinoral past the expiry date shown on the label. If you use the spray after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. Do not give Sinoral to anyone else. Your doctor has prescribed it specifically for you and your condition. Vaginal bleeding or spotting. For the first 2 months after starting Sinoral, you may experience some irregular vaginal spotting or bleeding. The amount of bleeding and the time this bleeding continues for may vary. This bleeding will usually stop by itself. After the first 2 months of Sinoral treatment, you can expect a decrease in menstrual flow and your periods may stop altogether. However, if you miss one or more doses of Sinoral, you may continue to experience vaginal bleeding. See your doctor if you continue to have normal periods after 2 months of using Sinoral. Hay fever and decongestant. If you suffer from hay fever or have a cold, which results in a runny or blocked nose during Sinoral treatment, you should see your doctor for a nasal decongestant. This decongestant must be used at least 30 minutes after using Sinoral, so that the absorption of Sinoral is not affected. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Sinoral affects you. Drinking alcohol. No information available. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in an upright position in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius, and away from light. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Do not keep Senoral in the freezer or refrigerator. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot see or reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. Dispose of the bottle after the recommended 30 days if you are using 2 sprays per day, or 15 days if you are using 4 sprays per day. Dispose of any unopened or unused portion of Senoral if it has passed the expiry date shown on the label. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop using Senoral, you no longer need to use this medicine, or it has expired, take it to a pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Due to the initial high levels of estrogen, when you start Senoral therapy, you may experience estrogen-sensitive migraine or epilepsy. These will resolve, provided you continue to use your Senoral as directed. Long-term, continuous use of Senoral may induce a menopausal state. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Changes to your reproductive health. Hot flushes. Changes in sex drive. Vaginal dryness. Decreased breast size. Feeling unwell due to headaches. Irritation inside the nose. Mood changes or depression. Insomnia. Difficulty sleeping. Changes to your body. Changes in weight. Increased hair growth or hair loss. Increase or decrease in blood pressure. Bone density decrease. Abnormal laboratory liver test results. Changes to your skin. Acne. Tingling feeling of the skin. Increased oiliness of the skin. Pain or discomfort. Muscle pains or pain and or swelling of the joints. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs of an allergic reaction or difficulty breathing, such as shortness of breath, chest pain, or rashes that may or may not be itchy, coughing and wheezing. Changes to your body, such as excessive vaginal bleeding, enlargement of the ovaries due to excess egg production. This can lead to abdominal pain, swelling, or feeling bloated, passing less urine, nausea, and vomiting, difficulty in breathing, or an increase in weight. If you experience any of these symptoms, tell your doctor immediately. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell, even if it is not on this list. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Senoral contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Nepherylline, as acetate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sorbitol. Benzalkonium chloride. Glacial acetic acid. Hydrochloric acid. Sodium hydroxide. Purified water. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Senoral looks like. Senoral nasal spray. Nepherylline 2 mg per milliliter, as acetate is available in 8 milliliter bottles, Ostar 48127. The spray is supplied with a metered spray pump unit which will deliver 60 sprays. Who distributes Senoral? Pfizer Australia Pty Limited, Sydney, New South Wales. Toll free number 1-800-675-2229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in September 2024.